Okay. It's 3 o'clock. I'm going to call this meeting to order. Can I have a roll call, please, Stacy?
Karen Bounds.
Here.
Stacy Carter.
Here.
Josh Short.
Here.
I'm Stacy Bushon, IHLS.
I'm Leslie Bender, IHLS.
Okay. And do we need to, I guess, Kevin, just say you're here.
I'm here.
All right. Do we have any public comment today?
No.
Okay. Let's go to approval of November 16th, 2022 minutes, attachment 4.1.
So moved.
Thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Karen. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay. Stacy, can I have a roll call, please?
Karen Bounds.
Yes.
Stacy Carter.
Yes.
Josh Short.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's nice. I love how quickly we can get through our minutes. all right, let's go to Share update.
Good afternoon, everybody. Share had their annual member meeting last Thursday. They presented a handful of procedural changes and also an overview of the Aspen discovery layer. We need the Aspen discovery layer is set up as a group purchase. Primarily because the Share leadership decided they didn't want to add the cost of that into everyone's fee. So, excuse me, let me take out a contact. Okay, sorry. So they, we need to have approximately 25 members sign up to use Aspen, and then we can move forward with the implementation. If you're not familiar with an discovery layer, what Aspen does is it integrates, what we think is really nice about Aspen is that it integrates a member's e-resources and with the Share, those in the Share catalog, including those that are not cloud items, cloud library items. It also really nice, it's a real nice improvement in functionality at the local level. And we do know that in Illinois, the SWAN Consortium, they're up in like the south suburbs around Chicago, they use Aspen. So we have some, we have a really good relationship with our colleagues at the SWAN group. So, you know, should we run into any questions, we can certainly turn to them for help. So it's very encouraging. It's a very encouraging step for Share members.
Do they think they'll be able to find 25 people who want to do it, members?
Kathy Thompson thinks so. And if it's any indication, Tina Hubert Library was the first one that signed up. And Tina is not like bleeding edge, cutting edge of things. So I think it shows the level of research and preparation they've put in the last year, okay. Their different committee. So yeah, we're hoping that we can. It would be very nice to be able to do that. And there are different levels, I believe, of the fee. So it's not, you know, a flat rate for everybody. So it's somewhat graded.
Okay. Let's move on. Let's go to administrative updates, accounting, and human resources.
This is my favorite time of the year. It really, really is, because we get to, not because Christmas just ended, but because we start the process of looking where we are right now in the with the budget and the operational plan and FY23. That helps us decide what else we're going to be able to achieve by the end of the fiscal year, as well as starts us thinking about what do we move to 2024. So I believe our meeting for that, our big team meeting for that, is next Monday. And then in HR, they've done a lot of work. Heather and Jill have done a lot of work with our staff, helping us learn to use and learn to love a function of LinkedIn called LinkedIn Learning. That is that's just one of the benefits, obviously, of that social media program, but there are tons of courses available online or learning modules available online with LinkedIn Learning. And so we get a lot of bang for the buck. So we're happy about that.
Okay. Any questions? All right, let's roll on to IT.
Okay. Our colleague, John Kinnear, who you have probably heard or seen at a couple of board meetings, resigned for another position elsewhere. So we're down one member of a pretty involved and busy department. You will see some of this in your board activity report. Brent Wingerter put in a lot more time and effort into our new website due to the unacceptable work or unacceptable quality of work by the vendor we worked with, Amix. We didn't really comprehend the breadth of the challenge that we were having, like the whole structure of the database is based on Drupal. Until we didn't understand that until we got finally got access to the back end in late fall. So while it's great that Brant's now more of a Drupal expert, we originally went with the vendor so we could direct our energies elsewhere, but live and learn. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from members regarding one section at the new job posting section, which is a definite improvement in process or procedure from our old website. So now Brant can breathe a little easier, and we've got a list of things for him to do now that he's able. That's all I had.
Okay. Let's go to facilities and operations.
John Becker and the operations team completed their review of delivery and sorting at all three locations. That was the first thing that he set about doing, is visiting all and going on all routes at each location, and also sorting at each location as well. So what we're going to be doing is implementing, changing the way we sort in Edwardsville and in Carbondale to match what we do in Champaign. Of the three, that's the most efficient. Time-wise, it also involves a lot less stooping and bending, so easier for staff ergonomically as well. So we're kind of excited that all locations will be doing this one very big process the same way. So that's good.
Okay. Membership and grants.
We just submitted our last of three grant applications to support services that we identified in our FY 2022 internal planning process. One is for the mobile memory lab to support this project we call a mobile memory lab. And then actually there are two for that one. And then one for to support the purchase of non-resident cards across our service area. So as soon as we get feedback from those, I will let you know. We started with smaller grants primarily because we actually have our eyes on much larger grant opportunities. However, we wanted to be able to present data and show how something is scalable to support our applications for the larger projects going down the road. So we're starting a little small. Leanne Furby and Annie Eckel are moving forward with a trustee training grant. Member feedback is a big part of that grant's success. And they met last week with folks from both of their grant committees. One is focused on the learning components themselves, and the other is focused on end users. And that's about all. Oh, except for, of course, it's certification. I keep forgetting. Certification has already started in earnest, and that and the interlibrary loan traffic survey are due at the end of March. I'm sure you'll hear more about that.
All right. How about administration?
I met with the Rails interim executive director. Her name is Monica Harris, in early December. It turns out that their staff was very interested in having regular meetings with our staff team to discuss projects of mutual interest. And so since we met, we've had our facilities directors have met and spent a day together. Our HR staff were already talking, so they continue to talk together. And Rhonda had a long meeting with the woman that's in charge of their finance department last week. So I think it's new and exciting. and they're anticipating a decision in the, for the Rails executive director to be end of January, early February. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see what else comes from this. But it was really nice, nice and refreshing.
I'm glad to hear that. I really like Monica. If you, I got to meet her at ILA and talk. It was really nice.
Yes. Also, while we're looking forward to FY 2024, I wanted to share with you all that in the last, well, in FY 22 and then so far in FY 23, we've lost a handful of staff who have retired. Primarily, one person went to another job, but like staff in key areas. So it's time to look more seriously at succession planning. And you can't, I can't ask somebody, oh, what are your plans to retire? So without knowing what somebody's plans are to retire, which I don't, sometimes I don't want to know, but you know what I mean? We do need to know. So we're looking at department procedures, more like standard operating procedures to see what's in place and starting with that to build on that so that we're more prepared if and when others determine that they're moving to other things. So I'm hoping that's a great way to refine that. That's an unobtrusive and an non-threatening way to look at being more prepared for changes. And anyway, let's see. And the other thing I wanted to share with you is that Ellen Poppett and I met with Heidi Smith. She's the executive director of the Highland Park Public Library. Heidi's also or was also the chair of Secretary of State Jean Elizabeth's Library Enhancements Transition Committee. They're from what I saw of the their massive spreadsheet of, you know, everything that people were looking for to improve libraries. There are some fundamental differences between what some parts of the state are looking for. However, I think it's all good because like our primary recommendation and our suggestion was an improvement in technology infrastructures for libraries statewide. And I know I've already heard, I think it was an interview with somebody, it was either Secretary of State himself or somebody from his staff who mentioned, you know, their report's coming out soon. And one of the things they're looking forward to is increased ebook access and database access. That's all great. It's all wonderful. You need, I think you need one to have the other. So to support the other. So hopefully we'll all be happy when we see that report and we'll all see something in there that we recognize. I hope so anyway. That's all I have.
You'd mentioned when, I guess it was last month when you were going to meet with them about trying to get some downstate people to like some representation with that. How did that conversation go?
They didn't change the representation on the committee. So we had Catherine Harris on that committee. She was formerly the director of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library. And Representative Latoya Greenwood, she's from East St. Louis. Those were the two folks out of like maybe 18 that were south of I-80. Okay, so that was what it was. What I found out when I did talk to Heidi is that she just took it on her own to meet with people from areas that weren't represented by that list. So she met with, I think she said she met with Lee Spearman from Belleville. I know there are a couple other directors that she knows from Directors University because Heidi's the co-chair. She said, I'll just talk with them now. And, you know, I don't think that there was time maybe for them to change it, but to change the makeup of that group. But as long as she's getting input, then I think that counts.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
So,
you guys got anything else you want to add?
No, I really think I'm done. Sorry.
Okay. Open Meeting Act?
We're good.
Okay. How about committee updates for advocacy? Did you guys meet this month?
No, we didn't.
Okay. How did budget and finance go?
It went, I think it went pretty fast, you know, 15, 20 minutes.
All right.
We went and we approved Bill's financial report. I ran the meeting. Kevin introduced himself as taking over. And I think it went pretty smooth. Don't you think so, Kevin?
Nope, I guess I was already unmuted. yeah, I thought it went well. I mean,
okay.
Usual questions and, you know.
Mm-hmm. 15 minutes is good. In
15 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that's. I like to run
a fast meeting.
yes, agree.
Okay. Did operations and meet Leslie?
No, though John put together a report. We didn't have a quorum for that committee, so John put together an update to send to the committee. Okay.
Personnel met last week. We went over changing, we did a new job description for operations coordinator, and then we had some more employee handbook changes for the new year. Most of them were legal changes, some verbiage changes, so we'll have that at the next board meeting, I think. Anything from nominating committee?
Membership and policy did not meet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped. I do that all the time. I'm so sorry.
Stacy, do you have an update for nominating?
Yes, the committee's moving along on schedule. They're all cooperating and working together really well. I'm really pleased with the group this year. So everything seems to be on track. I think that the nominations opened, and so there should be information on the website, and if you know anybody who's interested, please direct them into that direction.
Okay. Let's go to unfinished business. Carly, office construction.
That's me. As far as I know, the only thing we're waiting for now is the inspection from the city. And Carly is planning on moving in at the end of January. I know they're looking forward to it because they've already got a member meeting scheduled for the meeting room, the large meeting room in Champaign. So that'll be pretty nice for almost roommates.
Awesome. How about the AMH next steps?
We met with, I just want to give you a quick update. We met with the member working group the first week of January. It's a larger group than we were initially looking for. However, it's got lots of multi-type participation, so I'm really happy about that. One thing that was interesting to me is that every member on that working group is excited about the possibility. It was a very uplifting, and especially for our staff who were kind of like, how's this, you know, like you never know when you get started. They all had great questions. They all had lots of suggestions. We shared with them a couple of questions that we had for a survey that originally we thought we would submit as a separate survey just about the AMH. However, it also, Sandy reminded me it was time to do the delivery survey, the annual delivery survey. And so, we're folding those into that. And then it was, what was good about having members to talk to is that they could give us suggestions on how to word things or how specific to be about some questions. So that was really encouraging. It was all very encouraging. And then we have three possible site visits that we're going to make to existing AMH installations. One is Decatur Public Library. Yes, they use it as a, you know, they sort into locations in their library. There is the Champaign Public Library. They have a much bigger system, but they use it for the same things. And they also have one location. And then the third is in St. Louis County. It's the St. Louis County Library. They have a new collection center. It's a relatively new building, and they sort by library, different library locations in the county. So it would be closer to what we do in terms of sorting, basically by taking into consideration routes and members. So we will carpool and or reimburse staff, group members that are able to go. We've already sent out a survey to them about when, what dates they have available, and hopefully we can find some dates really soon and we can all go take some tours. We anticipate our next meeting will be probably early March, when once we are able to review the delivery service and share that analysis with the working group. This entire schedule has been set back a little bit. However, I don't know that that's going to impact how quickly we can share information with the board in terms of a recommendation for an RFP. And what I've learned through this process is, like, it's just kind of been reinforced, is that it's okay for us to take pauses. Like, this whole, the group already knows that we're going to pause in June and July so that we, our finance staff, can start prepping for the audit. And then we can get back at it. So again, the first meeting was just really positive, really happy with it. Any questions?
Did anyone have any negative responses, or was it all positive? Like, did anyone come in naysaying?
No, I honest. it was wonderful. And they all had, you know, it was more like Delivery Nerds Unite, sort of, like, okay, where does the barcode go on the item? I got no attention, like, Karen. Yeah. if the barcode's on the outside of the item, where would it be best to put it? They really wanted to know, like, details about how that equipment works and what ideas we had for helping libraries to get their items rebarcoded if they don't have the staff time. And I know that very few, if any, have real staff time to do that kind of work. So they were interested in ways that we could make that easier for them, for members. Okay. And you'll see a lot of the questions if you see the delivery survey. So I kept saying, are you sure we want to go to, like, the barcode question? Because that could be a little triggering for somebody. And they're like, we need to know. Can't make any decisions without it. So,
okay. Good to hear. To go to new business, open executive committee position. Yes, that's me. Chastity is going to be resigning just as treasurer. She's still going to stay a board member. And then Kevin, I've asked to serve as treasurer. So, and he's already said yes, because he's here to see what this is like. So, so that's that. You guys have any questions? No? All right.
I guess I do. So will Chastity then take his other committee assignment? Because I think it's on my committee. Kevin, aren't you also on membership or not?
No, I'm on facilities. I'm on
facilities.
Yeah.
I was going to keep her on finance and personnel, not move anything around. Okay. She was serving on two already. So.
Okay. So then that, Kevin, are you going to stay on the committees you're on too?
As far as I know.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on moving anything.
Cool.
I'll let whoever serves as president decide that for next year. All right, let's go to the January board meeting agenda.
Okay, so Kevin, you've probably heard us talk about it. One of the things that this committee does is review and suggest items for the board agenda each month. That's why we try to have this meeting happen at the end of a month. I mean, end of all the committee meetings at the end of the month. In your packet there was a suggested or a draft agenda. We need to, at the very beginning, we need to go and I think it was my mistake at the October meeting. Josh, we had two sets of minutes. We had, at the November meeting, we had two sets of minutes for October. One was the October 17 was a special meeting. So I don't think that those got approved. I believe the other ones got approved, the regular October meetings.
Yeah, that was actually my fault. By the time we got done with the because they were asked to be pulled by the time we got done with the first one. I was just like, okay, let's just keep moving. And I skipped over them. So yeah, that's on me.
Okay. Well, we want to go back and do it. So
okay.
Everybody's going to have to look at those again. They'll be in their packet. And then the activity, the staff activity report will be the other, that plus minutes are the generally what's in the consent agenda. Acceptance of bills for November, December, a financial report from December. We will have a free, let's see, next is a Freedom of Information Act or FOIA update. Karen, I don't know if you've gotten anything from Troy, but we did get like the normal commercial request. Okay, so yeah. Yay, we'll have that. And nothing that, so far that's come up related to Open Meetings Act. Public comment. And then under communication, one of the things I thought we needed to do, and we generally do this in January anyway, is to talk about what the Illinois Library Association's legislative meetups look like. We know that they're going to be different. Instead of having several regional meetings, they're going to have two. The first one, I believe, is geared at new legislators. Possibly new to their position in general, or maybe just new within a couple of years, letting them know what libraries are about, and then letting those new legislators communicate with library staff and trustees that attend to let them know, you know, what they're looking forward to doing while they're part of the General Assembly. The second meeting is for library staff and trustees only, and it's going to use the Ready, Set, Advocate format. That was a training modules that they presented online, that ILA presented online this time last year. It's also been something that they've talked about, I believe, at the ILA annual meeting up north in October. So it's geared to give attendees confidence and knowledge in being their best advocates for their libraries. So there just hasn't been anything posted, at least unless it just got posted today.
I haven't seen anything, and I remember Ryan saying they may not even have them this year. So
yeah, so this is a little different. It may not be bad. It may be really great. And definitely, if we can highlight some newer members of the General Assembly and get to know who they are, then, you know, it starts off on a positive foot. The second thing that we have for communication is board learning on the board election process, since that's where we are right now. So Stacey has a short presentation for that. I do anticipate a staff report. We will have, don't remember if we're going to have secondary employment in right now. I don't see a need to have a closed session or discussion about personnel in general. We'll have the Illinois State Library's report. Maybe we'll hear more about the Secretary of State's transition report. That will be interesting. Then committee report. And nominee is going to submit an attachment for their committee report. Then partner report. We'll need IL, we'll need ILA, we will not need ISLAC, so they won't have that yet. Then in new business, we'll have a final member day report. We had all told 425 people in member day this year. That's definitely the largest. We keep saying every year, this is the largest year. Well, this is completely the largest year. We did better on revenue than we anticipated with the budget. And that helped to offset expenditures. And some of the expense we ended up, because we had so many individuals attending, each person that kind of has a license, or they call it a seat and feed loop. So each of those seats has a cost. And so we were buying like 10 at a time and 15 at a time there, like a couple weeks before the end. But it was a really good experience. So I asked Sarah Taylor if she would give you all an update. She was our fabulous planner.
Just a quick question, if you know, how many people from outside of IHLS, and I don't mean vendors, but I mean like Rails people, since we opened it up to some other systems.
Okay, I'm going to put that as a note for Sarah. I don't think that anybody ended up doing it because we weren't announcing it until the end. That's definitely something we want to talk about as we start looking forward to Member Day in fiscal year 2024. You know, if we continue, if our budget continues to be like it is, we either have to forego the cookies to members. We definitely know it's going to be online because we can accommodate many more members attending, and than we could ever, I think, in person. But if we're going to do something like send cookies, we may need to assess a fee. And then the question becomes, do we assess a fee only for folks outside of IHLS, or do we assess a fee for everybody? I would like to not charge anybody, but we need to recover some of these costs. So we need a better plan, I think, for how that would look and what, and some ideas for increasing revenue to support that going forward. So yeah, I don't know, but I will find out. I don't think we had any though, except for we had Rails staff members because they presented at like the Lunch and Learns and they were vendors, I think. So we can find out though. The next item we have, because I knew you guys were having a personnel committee meeting, but not in time for us to share with you all for this meeting, the proposed changes for the employee handbook that I think Jill reviewed with personnel last week. It's time, because we do this twice a year, to make a decision or recommendation regarding the destruction of some closed session recordings and also to review closed session minutes. And then the remaining item that we have right now anyway under new business is agenda building. And then public comment, announcements, and adjournment. Are there things that you all would like to see added?
I can't think of anything. And I'll come by in the morning and grab I'll grab the stuff from you guys tomorrow morning.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. That's all we had for that.
All right. Is there any additional public comment? Any announcements? No? Okay. It is 3:33. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You have it.
I second.
Thank you. All right. Meeting adjourned. I'll see you guys. I'll see Leslie. I'll see you tomorrow. Everyone else. I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.